We just burned down the church while the choir within sang religious songs. And it's not like we thought we was right. We just played with the wheels of a passenger train that cracked on the tracks one night. It's not like we ain't on the ball. We just talk to our shrinks. They talk to the shrinks. No wonder we're up the wall. And we're not stupid or dumb. We're the lunatic fringe who rusted the hinge on Uncle Sam's daughters and sons. Trains.
Good old boys and girls congregating, waiting in some other world.
We're all crazy. We're all crazy.
We're all crazy.
Lizzie Borden took an ex and gave her mother 40 wets.
And don't think I'm trying to be bad.
No!
And crime seemed all right at the time. Not necessarily mad.
Not necessarily mad.
We watch every day for the bus, and the driver would say, "That's where lunatics stay."
I wonder if he's talking about us.
It's not like we're vicious or gone.
No!
We just dug up the graves where your relatives lay in Old Forest Lawn. And it's not like we don't know the score. We're the fragile elite. They dragged off the street. I guess they just couldn't take us no more.
I'm gonna try. Something, Spanky. Did you have a high school sweetheart?
Maybe.
Well, whatever happened to her?
I don't know. I blew it. She decided we didn't ever need to talk again and went on with her life, I guess. Why?
I had a high school sweetheart.
So, what happened to her?
I blew it. She decided we didn't ever need to talk again. Me, I became a cop. I've been a rookie about 2 weeks. We got the call. Highway patrol, they saw a car on the side of the road. They called it in, we responded. It was a couple. Guy's body was in the woods 20 yards from the car. My partner found him. I found the girl. I found her in the car. And on the road. And in the woods. Your high school sweetheart went on with her life. Mine got hacked up by a nutcase with an axe. But that's not the fun part. The fun part's what happened next.
What happened next?
Guess.
Police found him?
Close. I found him. It wasn't what you call your routine police work, either.
What would you call it?
Revenge. You see, I tracked him during my off hours.
By yourself?
Oh, no. I took my 12-gauge with me. I tracked him and I found him. And when I found him, I leveled off that shotgun right at his chest. Spanky, guess what happened next?
Should you be telling me this?
Close. I pulled the trigger.
That's all real exciting and everything, but listen, I've got a midterm.
I wrapped his body in a plastic bag. I buried him in a vacant lot. The lot right behind your girlfriend's sorority. Of course, it isn't a vacant lot anymore. Now the house mother's cottage is sitting right on top of it.
Look, detective, now I don't mean to be rude or anything, but other than just kind of wanting to confess to a murder, is there a point to this story?
Spanky, a That's exactly what I'm trying to figure out.
The old man left that home, never to return again.
As long as they can think, we'll have our problems. But those whom we're using cannot think. They are the dead, brought to a simulated life by our electrode guns. You know, it's an interesting thing when you consider the Earth people who can think are so frightened by those who cannot. Well, our ship should be regenerated. We better get started.
We'll be right back. I've swallowed my pride for you, lived a lie for you, but you still make me feel like a thief. You got me stealing your love away, 'cause you never give it. Peeling the years away, and we can't relive it. Oh, I make you laugh, and you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly.
Tight on the line. Fit Philly, the referee again. Poor old Brian Knobs.
He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but you got to admire his guts.
Yeah, he's a very gutsy guy. You're right.
In there with a broken arm, in there with the referee who's lined up against him, in there with Jeff Jarrett making a fool out of him at every turn. Brian Knobs has a lot of heart.
And he is the hardcore champion. This is for the belt here on WCW Monday Nitro. As Knobs get thrown into the safety rail now here by Bam Bam Bigelow.
Now right there, you saw where that arm's going to hurt. Aside from,
oh my God.
Well, that's where it's going to hurt a lot when you get it jammed into a metal staircase. But right before that, Knobs was running to the guardrail, and he couldn't get his bad arm up to protect himself. He took a shot right in the ribs, and they're off the ring steps again.
Using the aluminum crutch that time and holding the broken arm across the ring steps and rolling Brian Knobs back in. There you see the different devices that Bigelow and Brian Knobs could use, but it's been all Bam Bam Bigelow. And with the excruciating pain that Knobs is going through right here, Bam Bam Bigelow, this may be a cakewalk for him.
Well, there's no such thing as a cakewalk against Brian Knobs, but Bigelow has the advantage.
Throwing Bigelow into the aluminum ladder. Oh, it falls on Brian Knobs.
Little double jeopardy there. He ran arm first into the ladder fell on him. Knobs tried to use that arm for a weapon. That's not too smart, but that's his biggest chance to strike one knockout blow. And there's a big shot with a trash can lid.
May have opened his head up that time. Bigelow looking to see if he's bleeding. It really caught him hard, and now a kendo stick whacking him across the back.
Give Knobs credit. I don't know what's holding him up. The pain from his arm should have made him pass out by now.
Absolutely. You're right. Good call. Mark Madden into the gut, driving the ladder in. And once again, look at Brian Knobs go. Survival is what a hardcore match is all about, endurance. The feet across the ladder to the face of Knobs, who was running full speed ahead in a Bam Bam Bigelow. And Bigelow now is going to pick the big guy over 300 pounds up onto the turnbuckle pads. And he's got a chair. And he's got another chair. But Knobs got the trash can.
And Finley handed Knobs that trash can.
Yes, he did. So Finley helping Knobs out here a little bit. And then it hits him with a chair.
Not for long. Here's a cover.
And Bigelow will make a cover. And Bigelow's going to win the Hardcore Championship.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. To explain, when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Oh, what a coincidence. Hi. For God's sake. Hey, the wife and I were just talking about you.
Really?
We had a ball when you and Bernice came by for WrestleMania.
Oh.
Hey, she's some kind of woman, huh?
No.
What do you say we all get together on Saturday?
Well, Well, Saturday is Benice's sensitivity classes.
Good. Okay, good. Then we're going to count on it, all right? What do you got there?
Oh, this? Well, I just came from the bank. And since my account reached $500 this month, just for this month alone, they gave me a free toaster.
So you must be doing pretty good, huh?
Oh, financially speaking, I couldn't be more comfortable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, that is good. I just lost my job.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's greedy bastards like you that make the world what it is today. You just don't give a shit for anybody, do you? As long as you're doing good, that's all that matters, huh? You verstunken again if you haven't betrayed your mamza. Mr. Big Shot, oh, Mr. Kanaka with his bank accounts, with his toasters. You can take that toaster and shove it up your ass. You hear what I'm saying to you? You nauseate me. You hear me? You nauseate me. I want to put my fingers deep down and blow huge gobs of vomit right into your face. Oh, God. Hey. If you ever see me in the street, don't talk to me. Don't even look at me. As far as I'm concerned, you are shtick-trick. You are dirt. You are a piece of shit. You are scum. I don't... Oh, give me that goddamn thing, you piece of shit!
Does that mean we're off for Saturday night?
A fate. I didn't really want to get involved in this thing. Someone handed me this gun and I gave it everything. Yeah, I gave it everything.
racism. I ain't hooked up in all that racism shit. My motto is life is just be happy with motherfuckers. I ain't into all that racism shit. Racism ain't as bad as it used to be anyway, man. I mean, it's fucked up, but they don't call niggas niggas no more and shit. White people don't say it, especially when there's niggas around, so I guess I wouldn't know it. I went to Texas, though, looking for racism. About 2 months ago, I had a showdown in Texas, got off the plane and shit, walked up looking for racism, but my friends always told me, you better not go to Texas. They'll fuck you up. And when the mother, my modern day brother here, that shit, they be like this, what? They ain't fucking nobody up. Brothers act like they couldn't have been slaves back 200 years ago. It ain't like them motherfuckers like that shit. I wish I was a slave. I would fuck somebody up. Shit, tell me to bail some motherfucking cotton. I would have been on the street and shit. You would have came up and said, hey, yo, nigga, bail this cotton. Oh, said, suck my dick, master. Suck my motherfucking dick. That's right, I ain't bailing the motherfucker. It wasn't like that shit. The first dude that got off the boat said that shit. Bail that cotton. Fuck you, motherfucker. Other motherfuckers said, we'll bail the shit. Just keep that shit over. Just keep that fucking shit away from me. I got off the motherfucking plane, walked off, got up, walked up my bag, all my black shit on, black leather, big ass medallion and shit on like this. Little white dude walked up and said, this your bag? I said, yeah, it's my fucking bag. Why, motherfucker? A black man can't have a suitcase?
This dude was like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy?
Yeah. that, my little hombre.
Oh, yeah. What's good here?
Nothing.
Oh, well, then I guess we'll just have to be bad,
won't we?
I'll have a double smiley sandwich, curly fries, and a vanilla shake.
Make that two.
That'll be $7.98. Please drive up to the window. Thank you.
I think we deserve a little junk food after the workout we had this morning.
Do you know that?
Thank you. I'm glad it.
Smile! You're at Mr. Smiley's! Would you like to try our new beef and cheese pot pie on a stick? Just $1.99 for a limited time only?
We were just at a seminar. Buddy, this is my...
Her husband. We've met before. But something tells me you're going to remember me this time.
Whoa. You are so busted. You know, this really doesn't concern you.
Well, actually, Janine is senior drive-thru manager, so you kind of are on her turf. So, this makes sense.
Oh, Lester.
Honey, it's okay. I want you to be happy. Would you like smiley sauce with that?
Lester, just stop it!
No, no. You don't get to tell me what to do ever again.
Don't you miss you? Never, never, never. Don't you miss you?
desire. Lick my legs, I'm on fire. Lick my legs of desire.
You look a little older than the rest.
Mm. Massive drugs.
Drugs, huh? You wouldn't know where I can score some coke.
Yeah, there's a machine in the dining hall.
Very funny. I just need a gram. It's already been a real shit of a day, you know what I mean?
I'll be right back.
Thanks.
One of the many dangers of being a drug addict is never really knowing if the stuff is pure. Thanks, guy.
Okay, see you later.
See ya. Here.
That's a little much, isn't it?
It's a gift. You're my favorite newscaster.
Pretty good stuff?
It'll really clean your pipes.
Happy camping.
Thanks. Have a nice life. God. What's left of it?
Thank you.
You're so fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong.